This is Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Can a person living in adultery be baptized? Well, let me ask this question. Is God willing to forgive every sin? Can a thief, a liar, murderer, homosexual, idolater, hater, fornicator, adulterer, drunkard, or whatever, can they receive forgiveness? In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9 we read, "The Lord is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." According to this verse, a person then living in any of these sins can receive forgiveness in baptism if he or she repents. Water baptism, according to 1 Peter 3 and verse 21, saves. Sins are washed away in the blood of Jesus when one is baptized. In Revelation 1 and verse 5, "He washed us from our sins in His own blood." When Saul of Tarsus was told, "Arise and be baptized to wash away thy sins," he did so in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. Friend, the key to forgiveness of any and all sins is repentance. Repentance means to change the mind, to think differently, to reconsider. Repentance manifests or exhibits itself in a change of life when one changes their practice. Therefore, those guilty of adultery stop committing adultery. Those guilty of lying or drinking or hating or stealing or fornicating or sodomy, whatever it is, they stop practicing these things. The Bible gives an example of those who were guilty of certain sins and how that they would stop them when they had repented of them, been baptized in order that they might have forgiveness. Look, if you would, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 in verse 9, 10, and 11. Here we read, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Now notice this. "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Notice how he says here that some who were in the church at Corinth had been adulterers, they had been fornicators, they had been liars and homosexuals, but they repented and stopped their sin. Can an adulterer then be baptized for the remission of their sins? Well, they certainly can. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 says, "For those on the day of Pentecost repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Friend, any sin, every sin can be forgiven, can be washed away in the Lord's blood when that sin is repented of and when we meet with the Lord in water baptism. But the question is, can an adulterer be baptized for the remission of sins and continue in his adultery? Well, of course, the obvious answer is no. Can one continue the practice of stealing or lying, of homosexuality or drinking? Can they keep doing those things and be scripturally baptized for the remission of sins? Well, certainly not. Jesus said, "Whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her, which is put away, doth commit adultery." Matthew 19 and verse 9. To divorce one's husband or wife, except for fornication, and to marry again, places one in an adulterous marriage. To repent means the adulterous marriage must be dissolved. One cannot be right with God and continue in adultery any more than one could continue lying, stealing, drinking, or whatever the sin may be. Friend, yes, adultery can be forgiven, but repentance must take place first. One must stop their adultery. One must get out of their adulterous relationship, their adulterous marriage, in order that they might have forgiveness of God. So, can a person living in adultery be baptized? Well, certainly, if they will repent of it and get out of it. This has been Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Join us again.